Parliamentarian proposes establishment of a national election campaign fund, and debate on the Drury Amendment Act 2015 opens in the lower house. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
I don't think, Sena. I don't have anybody to keep the baby. Ever since I get pregnant, I've missed out on a whole lot. I didn't even get a chance to finish school.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund. It is being proposed that a national election campaign fund be established for persons to make donations towards the country's electoral process. This is one of the recommended changes under the Representation of the People Amendment Act 2015, which deals with the issue of campaign financing in Jamaica. Opening the debate on the bill in Parliament Tuesday, Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell said the fund will accommodate donors who do not wish to make direct contributions to either political party.
So there are persons who don't want to contribute directly to either of us. They are able in this national elections campaign fund, which is separate and apart from the provision dealing with state financing, that this national campaign fund is a source where they can make contribution, which is administered by the ECJ.
Mr. Paulwell says the fund will receive donations from individuals and organizations as well as Jamaican diaspora groups. He further proposes that the monies in the fund are disbursed to candidates within 180 days following an election by way of reimbursement of expenses incurred by candidates in their election campaigns. Additionally, the money is to be held in the Bank of Jamaica until it is invested or otherwise utilized. In the meantime, the technology minister says the Representation of the People Amendment Act 2015 seeks to implement far-reaching reforms to deal with how electoral campaigns are financed.
The rationale for reform in campaign finance is a recognition of the need to bolster the transparency and accountability of elected officials and reduce corruption and improper influence in public life, thereby encouraging greater confidence in our political process.
Minister Paulwell says the amendments to the Act, also referred to as the Campaign Finance Bill, are a historic and timely development.
The changes have been long in coming, and for the first time we are about to witness the insulation, I believe, of our democracy from corruption. Elections must reflect the will of the people. Political power must not be bought. Confidence in the governance of our country must remain sacrosanct, and at all costs, we must protect the processes that give meaning to full participation and national development.
The minister adds that the changes to the bill will also help to protect democracy and safeguard against corruption. Other changes proposed under the bill deal with sources of contributions, permissible and impermissible donors, and spending limits. Debate on the Representation of the People Amendment Act 2015 has been suspended until next week, when it is expected to be put to a vote. And debate on the Drury Amendment Act 2015, which seeks to address the continuing problem of a shortage of jurors to serve the circuit courts, began in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Piloted by Attorney General Patrick Atkinson, the bill aims to improve efficiency of the administration of the criminal justice system on the island.
Some of the important changes will seek to reduce the number of jurors needed to try certain cases, to put them on par with other offenses carrying the same potential penalty. Also to broaden the pool of persons available to serve as jurors and to streamline the selection process. And also significantly to permit a trial to proceed by judge alone where the prosecutor and accused so agree.
The Act also seeks to amend the Drury Act to provide for the production of an expanded list of potential jurors from a combination of the voters list and the list of persons with tax registration numbers, TRN, issued under the Revenue Administration Act. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.